This year, the Amnesty International Committee, in charge of the Geneda Sagan Award, has chosen to honor Ria William Yerda, Executive Director of Crowned the Women South Sudan, for her commitment to women's safety, equality and empowerment in South Sudan. The award is named after Geneda Sagan, a human rights activist who devoted her life to fighting for rights and freedom of others. William Iwada says she is thrilled to receive the award and does so on behalf of all women and girl activists in South Sudan.
I feel excited, and I must say it's not just an award to recognize Ria for her outstanding work towards the fight for women's human rights. But it's also an award for all the South Sudanese women who are working hard for a better South Sudan, and all the girls and women that I work with and for.
IADA's organization has promoted the strength of women within communities, socially, economically, and politically, with a goal of sustainable and equitable development. Crowned the Women has carried out mentorship in 10 schools in Juba to inspire girls to stay focused in school, promoting girls' education to reduce the gap between boys and girls enrolled in schools. Crown the Women also links older South Sudanese women as mentors to younger women who are still struggling to overcome challenges in their lives. Iada says her award will pave the way for her to connect with other sisters who have won the Sagan Award.
And there are two others who have won with me this year, so we are three this year, uniquely. So I believe this award is going to help me tap into the network of the Sagan family, and with that I'll use that platform to amplify further issues on women's and girls' human rights here in South Sudan and beyond on the continent.
The fund bestow an award of about $20,000 to assist others in her work. Iwada says since it is an individual award, the cash is given to her, but she says she would like to build a healing center for survivors of rape and other gender-based violence.
My dream has always been to have a healing studio or a healing center for survivors of sexual violence, especially survivors of rape. So I believe that this will be the jump start of the dream. So I'll acquire a piece of land with it and then see what follows next. I believe I'll have other people who will join me in this dream and making it a reality to ensure that we have this center.
Yada says the center will be a space for women and girls to come together, have place to cry, to heal, and to find joy through their pain, such as storytelling and dance. She encourages other South Sudanese women who are doing similar work to carry on despite the harsh environment. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.